This is Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. There was an event over the weekend in Richmond, Quebec on August 10 and 11. We are talking about the annual Antique Car Show in Richmond, an event that turns this small community into a hub of classic automotive culture. I had the opportunity to speak with Claude Dubois, one of the dedicated organizers behind this event, to get a deeper understanding of what makes it so special. Mr. Dubois starts out by explaining the roots of the event.
Each year, we're having that event because there's not much in Richmond going on, and to be good for the main street, you know, like all the local business, it's good for them to have some people around and been seen with the event. That's the main thing. We like to make the event to make know the town, make know the business, what's going on around all the... We got some canoes around here for the canoes and kayaks and all the promo thing for the casquette touristique in town. So the event helps for that, you know. And we don't want to charge nothing to no one because we want to have an event that's good for all the family. And we enjoy what we're doing. And we enjoy to see some people. They're happy to see the old cars around. And... we're just having fun to do.
As Claude mentioned, the car show isn't just about showcasing vintage vehicles. It's also about breathing life into the town, drawing people in it, and giving the local economy a boost. Claude mentioned how the event gives businesses a chance to be seen by a broader audience, something that's vital in smaller communities. The Richmond Old Car Show has become a staple in the area, and this year marks its 18th edition.
They had one in 1980-81. It was in the area, you know, and it didn't stand, you know. Okay. And after a while, we had an old school here. They got a big park in the back. We began slowly to do that event down there.
When asked about the logistics of the event, Claude explains how things have evolved.
The people in town, the commerçants, they just want to have it. They say we don't like a sponsor because they don't come in town. So now after that, we decide to bring that on the main street and make that going and bring some people down the main street. And now when we go for have some sponsor, things like that, we don't have any problem. You know, we got, everyone wants to enjoy the party and everything. So.
Now for this year's turnout, Claude estimated that around 6,000 people would be attending throughout the weekend.
Between 400 and 600 cars for the weekend. And the most of the car is going to be like 500 tomorrow. Usually it's around 6,000 people they coming around.
When speaking with Claude, it was evident to see that he was proud of his team and proud to put on this event for the community, even telling us with a chuckle that it's wonderful to see many people enjoying themselves, especially when the weather cooperates.
Nice weather does everything. Even if we organize something, it's very nice and everything's okay. If we don't have the good weather, we don't have a good party.
And finally, Claude shares a bit about how the event fits into the larger car show circuit in the area.
The big show in Grand Bay, they do always the last full weekend of July. And we're always the second weekend after. In 2 weeks, it's going to be in Fleurimont. We got a middle spot where in Richmond, it's between Drummondville, between Sherbrooke, between Victoriaville, between Grand Bay, it's pretty much central. So even if the weather is not yet so, the people, they're going to come by anyway.
Thank you to Mr. Claude Dubois, one of the main organizers of the Antique Car Show in Richmond. This has been Reaching Out to the Community. And for the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Derek Bullard. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.